Welcome to a very special edition of Red Voices, the official Manchester United podcast. I'm Stuart Gardner from MUTV. Alongside me is Gemma Thompson from ManUnited.com. And this week, we're joined by United captain Nemanja Vidic and Rio Ferdinand. Coming up in today's show, we celebrate with the champions as the Reds prepare to lift a 13th Premier League trophy against Swansea. We discuss Player of the Year, key moments, and much more. We quiz Rio and Nemanja on their seasons. And finally, the centre-backs answer fans' questions, which have been sent by ManUnited.com. So welcome along to the podcast. Great to have Rio and Nemanja with us. First of all, congratulations on the title. You're sixth, Rio, you're fifth. Is it all sunk in a couple of weeks on now?
Yeah, I think it's. We've been enjoying it. I think it's the quickest we've ever won it. So it's a bit, no one knows what to do. But we've got to be fair to the other teams in the league and make sure we apply ourselves properly for the coming games and like we would expect of other teams. So there's a lot to play for teams we're playing against as well. So we've got to be focused and professional, and that's what we are. But along the way, I'm sure we'll have the odd day where we enjoy it.
Vida, what's won the title for you this season? It's been a combination of determination, team spirit, good football. What would you say?
I think a bit of everything. Team spirit, I think the way we come back from a few games, I think it's increased our confidence and belief, form a few players, and I think overall, if you look at the performance of the all players in the Premier League, I think we did really well. And the amount of players that play in the Premier League games, it's I think everyone have their part. And I think this year was really team performance.
Just wondering if not having the trophy for a year makes you enjoy the celebrations more. Does it make you appreciate it more?
Yeah, I think that's definitely the case. I think when there came a time when we won it for 3 years on the spin, and we won bits and pieces along with that, and you get a sense of there's always tomorrow. We're going to win it. We can win it next year, and don't need to celebrate that much this year because we've got next year coming. And you get that kind of sense of complacency in terms of the way how you respect the things when you win them. You've got the respect, but you don't actually take in the moment and enjoy it the way maybe you should. And I think a lot of the times, me as an individual, and I think collectively some of the guys as well, we've looked at things and looked at other teams when they celebrate things and think, wow, they're going crazy. We don't go like that. But maybe we should. Sometimes you should embrace it a bit more. But people do things differently. And at this club, it's always their mentality to look to the next one and don't dwell on what you've won at this moment in time. But I'm coming way to the round of thinking that you should enjoy it a little bit and then quickly think on to the next thing.
Yeah, you had that second lap of honour, didn't you, on the night of the
game? Yeah, I almost pulled my hamstring, so I don't think I should do that anymore.
What was it like being in the dressing room after? The roof come off the top of the dressing room, did we see?
Yeah, no, it's good. I mean, what was good about it is, well, I think we've got a few players in there that have never won a league. Yeah. Yeah. So that adds to it, and you can see the excitement and the difference in the way it's amped up. And it's just good to have that combination and to see them guys enjoying it for the first time. And then us, who've won it a few times, that are thinking, wow, I didn't think I'd get to this many that I've won, but I want to go on and set myself new targets. So I think it's a good combination we've got now.
We saw quite a few sort of young players around the dressing room as well. Like Adnan was involved in some of the other young under 21 players. How important is it that they sort of feel part of it and see what it's like to be successful in the first team?
I think it's important for them to challenge, to feel how it's to work with the players who was already playing on top level, to see where they are and obviously to learn from them. I think is most important. And they have a talent, is no question, but I think they have to develop psychologically and mentally. And sometimes in football is important as well as the talent.
Yeah, you're going to obviously be the person to actually lift the trophy, which you've done before. You know, what does that mean to you to be, you know, if you like, the sort of at the centre of it at the moment when the trophy is lifted?
Yeah, it's nice feeling. It's I done it once, and I have to say I was really excited when I won the first one, and as the captain, and it was a really good feeling. But to be fair, it's hard to explain. You know, it was something you just to dream, to lift the trophy, not just as the captain, as the player. And we see many players that didn't have a chance to win the trophies. They have so big part in the world football, they score many goals, play great games, but they didn't win the trophies. And I'm glad I'm training with the great players, I'm in a good team, and I'm being allowed to win the trophies and lift them.
And what's the parade gonna be like for you all? Is that, you've experienced that before? Is that something very special?
I think as players, we're happy that it's happening. Like I said to you before, we maybe took it for granted, the amount of success we'd had over the last 15, 20 years at this club, that we only really done parades when we won the treble. We didn't even do a parade when we won the Champions League in 2008. And to be fair, a lot of us were disappointed in that, because you see that as a kid, and that's part of winning, to celebrate with your fans and the local people where the club is. And it was disappointing that we didn't have the opportunity to do that. And then, like, we'd see teams go up in the playoffs, don't even win their league, but go up in the playoffs, which is a big thing still, but do parades. Mm. And we're like, we've won the Champions League, we've won the league and stuff and various things, and hadn't done a parade. And it would have been a shame if a lot of players had come through and won things here and left and hadn't been able to celebrate with the fans and stuff like that. So it's great, a great opportunity for us to do that, and we're really looking forward to it. We can't wait.
Who gets to go at the front of the bus?
I think we change. I think it changes, doesn't it? I think whoever goes up there, whoever wants to... It's a nice view. I think it's the best view at the front of the bus, isn't it?
Yeah.
So.
And you get a better feeling, really. You're actually, the bus, when it's going, you like the first front excitement and everything. Yeah. Is the best part. I think we're going to be a few push.
Yeah.
Push
the... I hope you help me.
Yeah. And hold on to the trophy.
Yeah.
It's not going to rain this time, is it?
No,
I the manager said today that Rio's had his best ever season. What would you say to that? I don't want to ask you, Riz. I'd rather ask you, manager.
I don't agree with you. I think his manager, I think he's looking a different way, because I believe so. He has problem maybe with injury maybe the year before, and obviously he was consistent this year. He has a great year, but I think he has better years of playing before, and but I'm glad manager see that and he see his performance and the effort he give for the team, and hopefully he can keep going.
What did you say about the defence overall this season? You know, a lot of praise for David, obviously, and how everyone's done when they've come in.
I think it's been a weird year. We started off, we were conceding a lot of goals. We had various different injuries. Vida got injured. Johnny has been injured at times. And then you've got David, who's a new young lad, and he was taking a lot of stick. People were getting at him and saying various things about him, but he's a young keeper, let alone coming from another country, a different culture, a different style of football. You need time to adapt, but unfortunately at this club you don't get the opportunity to have time. But the manager gave him time and saw that, and then started playing him consistently week in, week out, and then we saw what a talented keeper he is. And I mean, there's still a lot more growth in him yet as a keeper, physically and technically. I'm sure he'll grow into one of the best keepers on the planet. I've no doubt about that, but he needed time and he got that, and here we are today in the team of the year, voted by his fellow professionals. So that tells you a lot about how well he's done this year after the negative comments that he had. But I think what we've had to come to terms with this and last couple of years is that there's injuries and you've got to be able to adapt, and I think we've done that better than anyone else, and that's why we're champions. Before, we never had many injuries. It was normally just me, Vida, Pat, Gary or Wes. But over the last couple of years, there's been a lot of injuries, and we've had to be able to deal with that, and we've done it better than anyone else.
You mentioned the PFA Awards, obviously, four United players in there, but ultimately Bale won it, and he won the Football Writers.
Yeah.
Would you accept that, or has RVP been a bit unlucky?
I think Robin should have won it, if I'm honest. Not just being biased, but I just think that the problem for me with the PFA Awards is that we were speaking about this yesterday, weren't we? Is that the voting system is, I think, flawed now. I think that there's so much technology at hand that you could do it over an iPad and just say bang, bang, bang at the end of the season. I think if it was voted for today, I think Robin would win it by a country mile. But it was voted for by the players in February, late February, March times. So I think that's where it's disappointing. It doesn't have a true reflection of the season for me. But I mean, Gareth Bale is a worthy winner, don't get me wrong. But I just believe that Robin was my vote.
Would you go with that?
I think over the years, I think the most important to win the PFA awards is actually October, November, December.
Yeah.
Because actually awards, when we award, is actually coming in January, end of January, February, which I think player who has the more consistent in that kind of time is going to win an award, which what Rio said, maybe that award should be maybe prolonged a bit later and after to really to see who was most consistent all over the year. And but to be fair, Gareth Bale was a great player. He did really well, but obviously he's the player's award. You cannot complain about that. He deserved and I have to congratulate them.
We've got our Player of the Year awards coming up on the 15th of May. Who gets your vote?
Who gets our vote? Yeah. It's got to be private. It's a private ballot. It is, no? We put it in a box.
But listen, if you say that Robin going to win the award for the best player PFA, then what's yeah. the difference here then?
But I'm leaving the question. I'm leaving the question. Yeah.
No, I, to be fair, I was thinking definitely it's between Michael and for me, between Michael and Robin. But I said I would just give Michael because he never won the individual award. And I think he will enjoy it more than Robin. Robin, he won a few already. And this is the reason. But I think Robin had a great season. He scored so important goals for us. And I hope he's not going to be angry with that.
When you look at the season, is there one moment that really stands out where you thought, yeah, that was key, or is it a number of...
Yeah, I don't think it's ever like that. I don't think there's ever one moment in a season where you say that was the moment where it turned our fortunes. I think it's always a number of different times in the year. And as you get to the end of the season, you're always saying this is the most important game of the year. This is the most important game of the year because they are. They've become more and more important because there's so much to play for. But I think a lot of the games, like Vida said before, that Robin's got a few important goals, last-minute goals, the City goal. At their place, the Southampton away. Was it Villa away as well?
Yeah.
List can go on about them type of games, and if we don't pick up them points in them games, we're probably not champions. So, I think there's a numerous occasions that we've done that.
Have you got a favourite moment though, or a favourite game each?
It's hard to say. We have important games when we didn't play well, but we came back and scored goals and win the games. Like. Even against Southampton, I think it was City that game when we scored. These kind of games, I think, deciding the title race, because actually you're not playing well, you win the game by scrappy goal, and you have 3 points, and then you lift your confidence, and you know you have to play better if you want to win the next game. And I think these kind of games we play well this season, and that's why we won the trophy.
And does it make the summer a bit easier in terms of being around Manchester? You'd like to keep your head down there.
Oh, yeah. I didn't walk around Audley Edge and Manchester properly for a long time, man. I've not walked relaxed. Because you've got City fans that come up to you and chat rubbish, and you've got other people saying, oh, what happened last year and stuff. Even the credits on Match of the Day, I can't even watch Match of the Day because them opening credits of the goals that Man City scored to win the league, and just hopefully now next season it'll be different. But then we want to continue that and keep that going. But yeah, I mean, people think that you just play, get the game, and then you go home and it's finished. But there's a lot more to it than that. We're like the fans, really. The fans, they've got to go to work, and they've got to work every day. We're City fans. We go out and on the street, and you're a sitting target, really, for any City fans or Liverpool fans if they've beat you.
How soon do you start thinking about next season? Have you already started thinking about it?
Yeah, you're already talking about it. We're like you guys, man. We're like fans, Who do you reckon we're going to sign next year? The manager's mentioned it in the paper, so the players come in, we're in the shower, in the bath, whatever, the pool. Who do you reckon we're going to sign? Who would you sign? Not the bath, not the bath,
pool.
Not the bath. Not the
bath. Quizzy, I'll be tricky here. This is the time when we talk, because the pitch, we're working hard.
The pitch is business.
Yeah, in business.
You know what I mean? We don't talk and talk about rubbish, but when we're relaxing and stuff. But yeah, we're just like the fans, and people find it hard to believe, but it is true. We're just sitting there saying, who do you think we'll sign? The manager's mentioned it in the press conference. He said, did you hear what he said? Who do you think? I'd sign so-and-so. Who would you sign? Simple.
What about the Ryder Cup, the United's own Ryder Cup, which is coming up next week? How seriously are the lads taking the golf?
Obviously, I will play for the first time. I never played golf before.
Never?
Yeah, and I have a few lessons. And then I will see how good I am. But Hopefully I'll just have experience, and I see the players are excited to play. I'm a bit excited as well to see, can I play golf at all? And and it's good. It's good. Good day. It's, we are competitive in anything, you know. We all like any sports. Even though we, sometimes we play tennis here, the table tennis, anything. Really, we like to win, and I don't think it's gonna be different in that day.
Who should we be looking out for on the course next week? Who are gonna be the stump?
I don't know what Vida's like. He's had lessons. So I can't comment on Vida.
Listen, I hear they're going to be MUTV there.
Yeah.
Definitely, guys. You're going to follow me. I think they'll have a good shot.
So he's told you himself.
Okay. Yeah.
Johnny Evans isn't bad. Carrick is good. Carrick's good. Giggsy's good. Scholesy's good. Waz is a cheat. So he'd be taking extra balls and stuff. We've just got to check him. But to be fair, he's on our team. So he can take as many balls as he wants. If he wants to drop a few on the fairways, he can do that. Who else? I think Jonah's not bad.
Are you going to be shouting instructions from the fairways going round?
I'm not a great golfer, but I'm a good motivator. I can motivate them guys. I'll be very good like that.
Rio, this is one for you. Who did Vida play his first game against this season?
This season? Everton.
Yes.
Vida, up to and including the Arsenal game, how many games has Rio played this season?
League games or total?
Total.
He played more than 30 games, that means around 33.
Oh, 32, I can't believe that.
You didn't see my fingers, look.
Yo, listen, I know
it. Oh.
Impressive.
That was impressive.
Okay, one for you, Rio. Who did Robin score his first United goal against?
At home, left foot volley. I don't know the team though.
Pat Cross.
Yeah.
We play against.
Great volley.
Home game.
Home game at Old Trafford. At the opposite end of the tunnel. That's all I can give you.
Nearly there.
What's on the first letter of the team?
F.
Fulham.
Yep.
Yeah.
And talking about Fulham, which defender was the first to score this season?
Patrice.
Wait.
Go on.
Was it Rafa?
It was Rafa. It was Rafa. We have also got some fans' questions who've emailed in. If Bruce and Pallister were Dolly and Daisy, what are Rio and Vidic?
Rio and Vidic. Rio and Vidic. I don't know what it is. Ferdic and
Vidic.
Go on.
What do you both think of the next crop of centre backs at the club? That's from Johnny in Manchester, not Johnny Evans.
No, I think it's been well documented. They're all very talented. I think Johnny's been fantastic in the last couple of years. You've seen the maturity in his game, and he's growing into a top young player. And you can see him here for many years. Jonah and Chris have had quite a few injuries the last year, so it's kind of held their progress back a little bit. But as long as these guys want to continue learning and keep hungry to learn and work on their games, then they've got the opportunity to have good careers at Manchester United. And that's the vital ingredient you need, is the work ethic to achieve.
Gary in Northern Ireland says, have you ever fallen out with each other over conceding a goal?
Mm. We didn't concede any, did we?
No. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe
argue on the pitch, and then it's just
no
finished.
Argue. No just, argue. Just, no, just, we didn't.
Really. No, don't really.
Maybe in the beginning, maybe.
No, it's not really. Just like
he's not arguing.
No, it's just.
Like, are we not called arguing?
It's just like
misunderstanding.
Yeah, or just it's a look, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Between us,
say more than
words.
And final question from Latoya in Manchester. Do great defensive partnerships like the one you guys have got, is it telepathic, a bit like Dwight York and Andy Cole had with their strike partnership?
I don't know. It's like I said a few times before. It's just I think we understand each other well. We just think maybe the same way. We see the game the same way, and that helps, I think, definitely. when you play someone and you see the game the same way, that means you know what you're going to do in certain moment and what they will do in certain moment, and that helps.
All right. Well, thank you to Rio. Thank you to Manya. And we'll see you again soon on Red Voices.
Thank you very much.